Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you read together with me the title of our message as printed upon the screen? It's Time for an Eye Exam. We find our text in 1 Samuel 16. Listen to these words of Scripture. Now the Lord said to Samuel, I'm sending you to Jesse the Bethlehemite. For I have provided myself a king from among his sons. So Samuel did what the Lord said and went to Bethlehem, and Jesse brought his sons before Samuel. And so it was when they came, Samuel looked at Eliab and said, Surely this is the Lord's anointed. But the Lord said to Samuel, Do not look upon his outward appearance or physical stature. Because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. So far our text. Again, our sermon title, It's Time for an Eye Exam. Well, how's your eyesight today? Do you wear glasses? Do you need glasses? Have you had your eyes examined lately by an eye doctor? Our sermon today tells each of us, it's time for an eye exam. We need this exam so we can see as the Lord sees and see others as He sees them. In the story of David's selection, and by the way, follow your sermon outline provided for you in your handout today. In the story of David's selection to be the second king of Israel, we see an important distinction between the way we see others and the way God sees us. God said to Samuel, The Lord does not see as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. The prophet Samuel had been called by God to anoint a new king over Israel because the first king, Saul, failed. God revealed to Samuel that he should go to the city of Bethlehem to the house of a man named Jesse, and one of Jesse's sons would be chosen as the new king. Now the sons were all paraded by Samuel, and Samuel first saw the first son, Eliab, and said to himself, This has got to be the boy. This strong, tall, handsome young man must be the one. Eliab must have looked like Micah Steinke. Tall and handsome. But God said, No. You're only looking at the outward appearance. I am looking at his heart. Right now, he's not the one. One by one, the sons were paraded before Samuel. Without being chosen. Then Samuel asked if there were any others. And Jesse said, Oh yeah, the runt. David. The littlest one. The one getting into mischief. Ever notice how we older folks have a tendency to put down and devalue the potential of young people? Even Jesse's father David did it. Had discounted him because he was the youngest and the smallest and the weakest. Let me ask you, how many times in our lives in these days have people been devalued because of their age, either young or old, their size, their race, their skin color, their gender, their appearance? It happens in all areas of life, at school, at work, on the job, in sports, and even in the church. It's easy to look at a person's clothing or what kind of car they're driving or where she lives and decide by outward appearances, this is who that person really is, rather than taking time to look into their heart to know who they really are. The Lord was right when he said to Samuel, so often we only see outward appearances. Is there something we can learn by the way that God sees us? Well, God saw David, and what he saw made him choose David to be king. In other places in Scripture, David is called the man after God's own heart. Why? Let's look at these two well-known stories in David's life. They're noted on your outline. And see what God saw in David to call him a man after my own heart and choose him to be king. One of the most familiar stories of David is, of course, when David fought the Philistine giant and champion Goliath. Imagine 5 foot nothing David fighting Goliath, who Scripture says, believe it or not, was about 8 feet tall, taller than any NBA basketball player. Studies show that Goliath was about 8 foot tall and probably weighed 500 pounds, just a little bigger than me. And there was little David. Now, when we see a person engaged in a challenging encounter, or an athlete involved in a sporting event beyond their ability, we say, he's got heart. Or when we face a great difficulty, somebody might pat you on the shoulder and say, you gotta have heart. Well, David had heart. He had confidence in himself, but above all, he had confidence in the Lord God. And here's something funny. When Goliath was out challenging the armies of Israel, and David's brothers and all the other men of Israel were hiding in fear of Goliath, they were at the same time making fun of David. They made fun of him because of his youth, his small size, his confidence in himself and the Lord. But Goliath also underestimated David because of outward appearances. Goliath yelled across the field of battle, "Come here, boy, and I'll feed you to the birds." David was not intimidated. David said, "I come against you in the name of the Lord God Almighty, and he will deliver your life into my hands." And if you know the Holy Scriptures, we know the rest of the story. Little David killed the giant Goliath. I honestly believe that it still must make God's heart happy when he sees a person like you or me face some giant, some big and difficult experience, and instead of trusting in ourselves, we put in trust our trust in God to give us victory. Now, you've heard people say to others when they face an immense challenge, "You don't have a prayer." But the child of God, knowing this is all we really have, receive from God what we need. Trusting and leaning upon God and not ourselves makes us like David, a person after God's own heart. But David's heart wasn't always right with the Lord. The second story we know David by is a story of David and a woman named Bathsheba. Briefly retold, David used his position as a king and his power to have a man named Uriah killed in battle so he could take his wife Bathsheba. And God sent the prophet Nathan to confront David with this sin. And the law of God convicted David, and David fell before Nathan and repented and asked for God's forgiveness and a restoration of his relationship with God. And even though there were consequences of David's actions, God granted David restoration and forgiveness. Now, folks, if all we see are outward appearances, we would say about David, he ought to be condemned. String him up. Nobody should get away with something like that. How easy it is for us church people to condemn people who have sinned and made mistakes in life. In fact, one big reason people share with me they're not in church today is because they're afraid of condemning and unforgiving church people. But for those of us who are willing to see beyond just the outward appearance, who are willing to look as God looks into the hearts of a person, we can see in David a symbol of hope. David is a symbol of hope for all of us in our sins and failures. Oh my, when I was in grade school, my favorite grade school teacher, Mrs. Miller, told me time and time again, and this is the truth for all Christians, when we look at somebody else who has fallen and have sinned and made horrible mistakes, Mrs. Miller said, don't you ever point a finger at someone else, because when you point one at them, you have three coming back right at yourself. God, have mercy on me and you, a sinner. And David, the sinner, was still a man after God's own heart, because as a sinner, he humbly and honestly confessed before God his sin and turned back to his Lord for forgiveness. And David, God looked into David's heart and he saw him clearly and proclaimed again, this is a man after my own heart. My friends, when our Lord Jesus hung upon Calvary's cross, look at him there on that cross. When he hung upon Calvary's cross, he saw us clearly. He didn't look at our outward appearance. Oh, you know our outward appearance. We wear to church every Sunday. When someone says, how you doing? And you say, just fine. All while in the back of your head, you're saying, if they only knew what was happening in my life and my heart. Well, God sees you clearly. God sees who you really are and what you have done. And Jesus saw us clearly from that cross as a sinner we are. We can't fool him. He saw and sees us clearly, and he loved us dearly all the way to his own death. And on that cross, our dear Lord Jesus Christ paid for all of our sins. Thank God that God still sees us sinners like you and me and like David, and he loves us still. Regarding David, God told Samuel, listen to verse 7, the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. God grant us a heart so filled with his love that we will not look at others and judge them only by outward appearances. God, please give us, each of us, an eye exam and brand new eyesight. God, grant us the eyes to see others as how you see them, as your precious and beloved children. This is our prayer as brothers and sisters in Christ, that we would all see as the Lord sees. In the name of Jesus, God's people said, amen.